Yo, what up? Peace and blessings to the fam. You're rocking with the Retro Insider Podcast Show, where we discuss the news related to your favorite classic retro sneakers. And I am your host, Jared Watson. Hopefully you guys have had a great, great past couple months. It's been since February since I've come to you with a segment. And I apologize for such a long hiatus, but you all know 2020 has not been the average year. So anyways, let me not forget to say thank you to all of you new and returning listeners. And hopefully you guys have been doing well in spite of all the circumstances and things that are going on in this year. You know, COVID has been taking the world by storm. Hopefully you guys have been able to walk away unscathed, at least still here healthy, with a reasonable portion of your strength, my finances, all of that in order. I know a lot of people have been hurting, and kind of the reason why I took a break. It almost felt like sneakers were not important during that time. And even though we love them, 2020 has shown us there are a lot more important things in this world that we should focus on. So even though the situation, we're not out of the clear yet, I still think it's a better time for me to come back with you with content. So thank you for returning if you are a returning listener, and welcome if you are brand new. So in today's segment, we're going to take some time to look at this weekend's headline as far as releases. Shoe from Jordan brand, a lot of people have been talking about. Hopefully we can get some good ideas as to what's going to happen with this release. Is it going to sell out? And if it is, how can we get our hands on a pair? And if we're trying to maybe have to flip it up, maybe get it on the resale market, how much will we have to pay? So anyways, we're going to be discussing this shoe, the Air Jordan 5 Oregon or Elevate, coming up next. But first, here's a word from our sponsor.
Are you sick and tired of ads? Well, this is an ad to tell you that you don't have to listen to ads. Stitcher Premium has some of your favorite shows ad-free, like Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend, My Favorite Murder, Science Rules, and Dr. Death. It also includes early access to Stitcher Originals, bonus episodes, comedy albums, and more. Go to stitcherpremium.com and upgrade your account for only $4.99 a month or $34.99 a year. Plus, sign up today through our website and get your first month on us.
All right, welcome back. And if you are interested in joining Stitcher Premium, don't forget to use promo code RETRO when you sign up to get your first month absolutely free. So with that out of the way, let's go ahead and jump right into the details for this upcoming release this weekend. And on September 12th, which is Saturday, for a retail price of $225, which is kind of steep, if I do say so myself, we have the Air Jordan 5 Apple Green. 2020 is the 30th anniversary of the Air Jordan 5. They've been releasing a lot. This is definitely one of the nicer releases. And if you haven't checked out the shoe, go ahead and visit the website, theretroinsider.com. At the very top, you'll see where you can go check out more release images and details on the shoe. But anyways, all green shoe, pretty much the upper, hits of black on the midsole, the tongue, laces, the sock liner, all of that good stuff. And then on the midsole, you have little hits of yellow, which make it kind of an Oregon look on the shark teeth, so to speak, of the Air Jordan 5. So like I said, pretty dope shoe. I know a lot of people are checking for it. Not necessarily a must-have for me, but don't let that deter you from getting a shoe because it is nice. I just don't wear a lot of green. Simple as that. So you can expect these to release, of course, on Nike sneakers at 9 a.m. Central Time. Do the time conversion for your area. You don't want to sleep. Just get up. Make sure you are doing whatever you need to do to get these if you want these for retail. You know, everything's been selling out due to COVID-19. So, you know, you have to make sure you're on top of your game. With that being said, I think the best option you have for getting this shoe is to enter the raffles that are available at all the different retailers. Now, the one that's going to be ending the soonest is going to be the Finish Line raffle, which ends tomorrow, September the 8th, sometime in the morning. So you want to get your entries in probably now, as soon as possible. If you haven't, see which stores in your area are carrying them. Hopefully they are, so you can go ahead and put your bin in. It's kind of hit or miss with the Finish Line out, but it's another way for you to increase your chances of winning. After that, I do think that Hibbett is also doing in-app raffles as well. HIBIT, not all over the country, but there are areas around the U.S. that do have HIBIT. I know I'm close to a few, so I will be entering into their raffle. You have until the 10th, sometime in the morning, which is the day, a couple days before, what is that, that Thursday, to enter your HIBIT raffle. And like I said, got to do your due diligence if you want these for retail. And then last but not least, and certainly not the final option, but one of the ones that a lot of people get into is the Foot Locker, Foot Action, and Champs. Of course, all of their Jordan releases have pretty much been doing the raffle entries on their app. So you have until Friday to go ahead and get that entered, and they will be letting people know later in the evening, but I wouldn't take chances. Go ahead and get entered as soon as possible. If you need links to all of these apps, check out the RetroInsider.com. Search in the search box sneaker apps, and I have an article where we have a complete list of a lot of the sneaker apps that I use to hit on raffles. So if you need that as a resource, it's there at the RetroInsider.com. Let it help you get all the apps you need so you can enter these raffles. So yeah, man, great shoe. Like I said, not necessarily a must-have for me, but a quality release that's coming up this Saturday. Also, for the rest of the September, we got a lot of different sneakers, not just GRs, but we do have some collab shoes like the Fragments. So if you want to take a look at all of those, go ahead and check out the RetroInsider.com. Once again, for all of your latest sneaker news and release info. And that's about it, guys. So thank you so much for checking out today's segment. Hopefully you guys are staying healthy. Don't play with this COVID stuff. I know it's kind of, you know, you get tired of hearing about what's going on, but don't play with it. It's real out here. Don't forget to social distance. Have a face covering that covers not only your mouth, but both your nose too. So until next time, thank you so much for checking out the content. Good luck on the release. As always, stay humble and proceed.